and look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Alan Stang. We're going to be talking about a recent article he wrote for the Ether Zone on population extermination. And, you know, when you talk to the average American about this idea that there really are people who want to kill off most of the people in the world, why, people will look at you with that blank stare and just say it couldn't be true. And yet, of course, when the fact that the Chinese communists exterminated between 41 and 43 million people between 1958 and 1962 is never mentioned in the United States. I mean, it's as if it didn't occur. There's books written about it, The Hungry Ghosts. You can go up and type in on Google the Great Hunger in China and learn about it. They'll tell you about 30 million, but according to Stephen Mosier, who speaks Chinese, knows the people over there, and we send you the page from his book, A Mother's Ordeal, it was between 41 and 43 million people. How would you conceal that fact from the American people, or the fact that almost 100 million people have died unnecessarily of malaria since we banned the safest pesticide ever known to mankind, and that was DDT back in 1973, and if you don't believe it's safe, then why is the World Health Organization now beginning to say, hey, it isn't so bad, it's all right to use, you know, in homes to try to cut down the incidence of malaria? It really does work. Aw, shucks, 100 million people died. Well, that was just a little mistake. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know one thing. Our leaders do not make mistakes. I mean, that wonderful quotation we've given you in the past from General Nasser, who wrote to President Kennedy saying, the geniuses of you Americans is you never make simple, stupid mistakes. You always make complex, stupid mistakes so that we wonder what we may be missing. Well, we don't make mistakes. We know what we're doing. We just don't want the American people to know the genius of the evil people in charge. With that as background, Alan Stang, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a delight to be with you, Dr. Stan. Always is. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, why don't you give us the background? Certainly your article goes a great deal into our Mikhail Gorbachev, one of the authors of the Earth Charter, which most people who don't listen to alternative radio have never heard of. So why don't you pick up the story?
Well, this is a prelude, a prologue to what we're going to talk about, to the article. Remember that this is all part of the absolutely fraudulent, absolutely phony so-called, quote, Soviet collapse, if I could put six sets of quotation marks about the Soviet collapse. Remember that they brought Gorbachev here, and he was immediately installed at the head of a tax-exempt foundation, headquartered at the Presidio, the prestigious, very prestigious historic U.S. Army base, which they made a movie out of, you may remember, in San Francisco. Now, just saying that, you would think that this would arouse a firestorm of media interest. How does this happen? One day, the man is the head of the KGB. He's the head of the Soviet Union. He's the Soviet dictator. And almost the next day, very shortly thereafter, he turns up at the Presidio in San Francisco running a U.S. tax-exempt foundation. Now he's an ecologist. You would think that this would inspire a firestorm of media interest. Not a word of interest, of course. Not a word of mention, discussion, curiosity among the communist media left and right. And so now he begins to run these state of the world forums every year at the Presidio. By the way, he since then he is now moved. He's now at Northeastern University in Boston. But at the period that we're talking about, at the time we're talking about, Dr. Stan, he's running these state of the world forums, and which take a look at the ecology situation. And there he's got the most prestigious people. I mean, when you talk about the attendees, you're talking about Bush 41, President George H.W. Bush. You're talking about Maurice Strong, the billionaire, not millionaire, billionaire from Canada, and people like that, the most powerful, wealthiest people on the planet are attending.
Don't forget that, you know, as the vice president of his organization, you had George Shultz, who was then replaced by a man named James Baker III.
Yes.
Of the Iran study group, you know.
The Iraqi study group. Exactly.
People don't understand that this is all slam dunk. James Baker III was at least last time I had a list, a vice president of Gorbachev's State of the World Forum. Why would James Baker be there? Why would George Shultz, the Secretary of State, you know, under Ronald Reagan, be there? Of course, the man who was instrumental in picking, you know, George Bush, the current George Bush, to be the current president. So,
exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. So the reason we need to mention all these people is to build up the credibility, to establish. We don't need to build it up. To establish the credibility, the influence, the power of this group that we're talking about. We're not just talking about some whackheads, some wackos meeting in a coffee shop in San Francisco somewhere. We're talking about the most powerful people in the country. Now, what did they do at these State of the World forums? One after another, they have discussions in which they argue, and the thing they're arguing about is the percentage of the world's population that must be eliminated. The belief that these people have is that there are too many people on the earth. They must eliminate a huge percentage of them because there are too many people now to be managed. The world's population is unmanageable, and so they need to reduce it. It's to the point at which it's manageable. They have a substantial pool of slave labor that they can use to satisfy their wishes, but a population not so big that it could possibly get out of control. Now, what was the nature of their argument? What do they argue about? The extremists, there was one speaker there, for example, named Professor Sam Keen, university professor. He's an extremist. He wants to eliminate 90% of the Earth's population. Now, this is not a joke. This is a serious presentation. At the other end, you have somebody like Barbara Marx Hubbard, author of the book of co-creation. Barbara is a moderate. She only wants to eliminate 25% of the Earth's population. Again, these are serious proposals, they argue. And then you have people in between, like Ted the Traitor Turner, who wants to eliminate maybe half the people in the world.
We'll be back in just a moment with Alan Stang. Incredible, unfortunately, it's true. And we'll be back in just a moment to discuss this more.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
American Freedom Network, Alan Stang was just talking about Dr. Sam Keen speaking at the Gorbachev meeting, the first meeting, I think it was in 94. It was actually held up in the San Francisco area. I had a friend who attended the meeting who has the tapes where Sam Keen is talking about, you know, eliminating 90% of the population. And the frightening thing is that after he talked about that, his remarks were met with applause. Don't think that's unusual. There was a professor somewhere in Texas. Alex Jones reports on it. You can find it on his website. This college professor in Texas got up before a group of academics and talked about the necessity of killing off 90% of the population just this last year. And again, his remarks were met with applause. You see, there are people who have a different worldview. They are an elite who look upon us common people as simply chattel to be manipulated or simply exterminated, as you do with cattle. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, now, when you consider this, you have to ask yourself about something that they do not discuss at these meetings, and that is, how do you eliminate that many people? Let's look at what Babs says, Barbara Marks Hubbard. She's a moderate. She only wants to eliminate 25% of the Earth's population. They never discuss how this would be done, but consider this. Suppose we take as the population of the Earth 5 million people. I think that's approximately right. All right, if you're going to eliminate 25% of them, you're talking about, I think it's 1,250,000,000 people. Suppose we only, in quotation marks, need to eliminate that many people. How do you do that? How do you do that? Remember, if you take a look at the activities of Hitler, Stalin, Mao Zedong, the biggest killers the modern world has known. Now, Hitler was a relative piker. We're told he only killed, I'm not talking about the war now, I'm talking about his death system, the concentration camp system. Hitler was only able to kill, we're told, maybe 12 to 15 million people. Well, of course, he was only in power for 12 years, wasn't he? Now, if you go to Mao Zedong, there, as Dr. Stan said at the top of the program, even in the 60s, remember, he was installed in power by the United States in 1949. By 1966, if I remember correctly, according to the study by a professor at the University of South Carolina, Richard Walker, Professor Richard Walker, he had already killed 40-some-odd million people. But we now know that the true toll taken by Mao Zedong was about 100 million people. All right, if you go to Stalin, again, you're talking about a huge number of people. But consider 100 million people, day and night, killing for years. This is less than 10% of the minimum number of people Barbara Marks Hubbard says need to be exterminated. So obviously, if you use the methods that Stalin, Hitler, and Mao Zedong were using, obviously, it's not going to work. It would take too long. You need to have some other method to do this. So, and again, ladies and gentlemen, I realize this sounds like some kind of a science fiction plot, or as if I'm putting you on. I'm not. I'm basing this soberly, calmly on what these in supremely influential people say they want to do. For example, you've heard of Jacques-Yves Cousteau. Jacques-Yves Cousteau was not a participant in the State of the World forums, as far as I know, but he said we have to eliminate 350,000 people a day. He didn't say how many days we have to do that, so there's no total that we can put on the Jacques-Yves Cousteau statement. Apparently it was a continuing process, 350,000 people a day. But he also said that one American makes as much trash, does as much damage to the Earth's, to the ecosphere, they call it, as 20 Bangladeshi, he said. Well, if one American is as damaging to the Earth as 20 people in Bangladesh, obviously, if you're an ecologist, you would want to start the extermination in Cincinnati, would you not? All right. Again, the question remains, how would you kill enough people? You couldn't use the antiquated, primitive methods of a Hitler or a Mao Zedong. In the article that we're talking about, which I call population extermination, I raise the theory, I'm just speculating, that the only way this could be done would be through medical means, through spreading some kind of a virus, some kind of a disease, the advantage of which would be that the victims, the targets of it, wouldn't even know they were under attack. If you have an incident, a situation like the Twin Towers in New York, planes crashing into the skyscrapers, you know you're under enemy attack, even if you are a moron who has happened to be appointed president of the United States. You know you're under enemy attack. But when you're talking about a disease, when you're talking about a type of flu, you don't even know that you are under attack, do you? You just say, well, everybody's coming down with something. There's something in the neighborhood. If you use that kind of a technique, then you very easily could understand how you could eliminate huge numbers of people. Now, do we see any evidence that anything like this is happening? Well, we do see the bizarre resurgence of so many diseases, so many disorders, do we not? One of the many, many delights of living in this country was that we had eliminated so many of the killer diseases through public health, through hygiene. Well, now we see that enviable public health situation does seem to be breaking down lamentably, does it not? We see the resurgence, for just one example, we're seeing the resurgence of tuberculosis and apparently of a version of tuberculosis. Now, Dr. Stan, of course, is a physician. He can tell us more about this. But we're seeing the resurgence of a type of tuberculosis that we're told is much more deadly than the original tuberculosis that plagued this country that we got rid of, that is immune to the treatments that have worked traditionally on the original type of less dangerous tuberculosis. Well, this is just one example. You see public health breaking down. So the question arises, is this already beginning to happen? You put that together with the annual influenza epidemics. You notice every year we are told about this year's influenza. We are being conditioned to accept the fact that, yes, every year there's going to be a different killer influenza. Every year, somewhere in the Far East, they find a dead bird. They examine the bird. They report, this is a new version of flu. It will jump the species barrier from birds to human beings. If the United States government does not allocate X numbers of billions of dollars immediately, within 6 months, half the population of the United States will be dead. We hear some version of this every year, do we not? So we are being conditioned to accept the resurgence of these diseases, and of course, along with that resurgence, when we have a breakout like this, we are told about the possibility in Washington, they've discussed this, the possibility of quarantines, of the invocation of the executive orders that I know Dr. Stan has told you about again and again, in which using something like this as the emergency, as an emergency, the president can take total power over every blade of grass, every hair on your head in the entire country. So these are the things I think we need to focus on, and notice that there is absolutely no media discussion, even discussion of any of these things that I'm reminding you of in the communist media left and right in our country whatsoever.
Well, I would simply point out you're not hearing about this in the general population, but back at Fort Detrick, Maryland, and we have an article recently out of the Washington Post, because sometimes you'll read things there you'll never read elsewhere. They have a new massive program to develop terrible, new, horrible diseases for which there are no treatments. Now, this is in violation of the treaties we've signed back in the 70s on biological warfare. We signed this with nations throughout the world, but the excuse is, well, these are defensive weapons. I mean, after all, Osama bin Laden might, living in that cave over there in Pakistan, develop these terrible, horrible diseases. So we've got to develop them ahead of time so we can come up with defensive means to protect our population. And people keep saying, these things might get out of the laboratory. Oh, no, nothing could ever get out of the laboratory. What about the anthrax? Oh, well, that anthrax, that wasn't sophisticated, militarized anthrax, that managed to contaminate, entire post offices. No, nothing to worry about. That was a very crude type of anthrax we had right after 9/11. You can trust us. And yes. I would simply ask, why are they doing this, and why is the media not telling you that they are working full-time to develop deadly new diseases that could kill hundreds of millions, if not billions of people at Fort Detrick, Maryland, with your tax money? And if anybody would like to verify that, we'll be glad to send you a copy of the article out of the Washington Post. We saved it. I thought it was so interesting that only the Washington Post carried it, and the rest of the media just blacked it out.
Stan, it's quite interesting. After the article came out, the one we're speaking about, population extermination, I got a massive number of replies. A couple of them told me that they have no objection to this program that we're talking about, this program of elimination. And so I answered one, and I said, well, if you're in favor of this thing, then I'm assuming that you would be one of the first to volunteer to eliminate yourself. And here is an answer I got from somebody. I'm just going to read it on my monitor. Hi, Alan. You know what they say about the word assume? H-E-L-L, no. I hope to die in my sleep at age 120. As always, the least among us will suffer the most. Am I to feel guilty about that? No. I want to live in a beautiful world, a peaceful world, that seems to mean a world with way less people. While truthfulness and otherwise ethical behavior are in my character, mindless morality with its Judeo-religious connotations is not. Listen up, or God might zap your head with a lightning bolt.
But see, Alan, what this is, there are people with a different worldview. That's what's so hard for the average listener out there to understand. There really are people who see nothing wrong with killing billions of human beings, because they do not believe in God. They're not answerable to any supreme being. So why not go ahead and make it a better world by just killing off all these creatures, because they don't believe that, as you and I do, that every individual is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God. And because they don't believe that, it's utilitarian. Let's kill them all.
Exactly. And I think one of the problems that we have in educating about this is the fact that it is so monstrous. It's so hard to get your mind around because it's so alien to normal human experience. For example, Stan, if suppose you broadcast a comment about a news broadcast and said, well, so-and-so over here was convicted of embezzlement. He embezzled funds from the office where he was the accountant. Well, this is something that the ordinary person would not do himself, but at least he could understand it, isn't it so? It's an understandable crime. But when you talk about something like this, it is so totally alien from any human experience, the mind rebels from accepting even that it could happen.
Absolutely right. It's so incredible, most people can't accept the truth. We'll be right back to the Hans Stang.
Had no idea how many details there were. Then someone mentioned insurance. Almost forgot that little detail. Luckily, I heard about a new plan from Humana called Humana One HSA. Humana One HSA combines a health savings account administered by Chase, an FDIC-insured bank, with a high-deductible health plan. So I get medical coverage I can afford, and I can save money for my health expenses tax-free. I could save between 20 and 40% on my health premiums, and I'll reduce my taxes. I applied over the phone and talked one-on-one with Neil Muhlberg, a Humana representative. He helped me set up both my health plan and my savings account. That's what I call simple and smart. And when you work for yourself, you've got to think smart about your business and your health insurance. For more information and a quote, call Neil Muhlberg, an authorized agent for Humana One, at 303-499-2735. That's 303-499-2735. Application is subject to acceptance or approval by insurer. Health plan has limitations and exclusions.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I am speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, does a veteran need perfect credit?
Because the VA backs these loans, lenders do not require perfect credit. Sometimes just good payments on rent, utilities, and phone bills is all that's needed.
So veterans, learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
And back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Alan Stang, and I've known Alan better part of 40 years. Anyway, Alan, do you have a website or anything you'd like to put out? I know you've written a couple of books, and if you want to mention those, go right ahead.
Yes, sir. My website is stangbooks.com, stangbooks.com, S-T-A-N-G, books.com. My toll-free number is 888-277-7607, extension 2551. Again, that's toll-free, 888-277-7607, extension 2551. If you go there, you can read about my latest book, which is Electronic Medicine, Cure for Cancer with a Question Mark, in which I talk about the history, the science, the background, and the equipment regarding frequency biofeedback techniques, which are getting incredible results. You can read all about it on my site, and if you'd like to order the book, why, of course, you can do it right on the site. We're talking there about what I like to call 21st century homeopathy, which is what Dr. Hahnemann, who developed homeopathy, would be doing today if he had access to modern electronics. So if you go to my website, stangbooks.com, why, you can read all about that, and if you think it's something that would interest you, why, you could get in touch with me.
All right, very good. And do you still have any copies of your other book?
Oh, yes, we have copies of every book I've ever written, I guess. Well, almost every book I've ever written. Many of them are on the website, and if there's a book I've written that's not on the website that you want, why, email me at feedback@stangbooks.com. feedback@stangbooks.com, and we'll get it for you.
All right, fine. Well, of course, one of the things is cancer. You know, it's so difficult for people to believe that anybody would actively, intentionally, purposely, and maliciously and viciously suppress treatments for cancer. And yet, of course, I'm sure Alan would agree that the treatments have been known for years and have been actively suppressed in America. And
well,
go ahead.
Now when we get into this area, let me make one thing perfectly clear, as Richard Nixon used to say. When we talk about these things happening in medicine, when I do, I'm not talking about specialties like ophthalmology, orthopedics, surgery, emergency medicine. There are so many specialties in American medicine that are the crown jewels of the profession. They are unequaled, and that is why people come from around the world to enjoy, for example, if that's the right word, treatment in by an ophthalmologist, an orthopedist. That is the absolute epitome, the high point of medicine in the world. When I talk about these problems in medicine, I'm talking about chronic degenerative disease. There, you have what Dr. Stan's talking about, where you have a multi-billion dollar monopoly. I call it in my book the medical monopoly. It's a racket that is literally worth as much as I said it is, and the people who run it will do everything, including murder, I did say, in order to maintain their position. And so, yes, they will suppress cancer cures for other diseases, because imagine, just consider this. Suppose, you know, they talk about their desire for a cure, but suppose there were a cancer cure. What effect would that have on the medical industry? I call it the medical industry because it is no longer a profession. They have destroyed the profession. They turned it into an industry. What would be the effect of such a discovery? Much of the expenditure in medicine today is devoted to cancer, is it not? Well, suppose there were no cancer. You wouldn't have to spend all that money. You wouldn't have to build all these buildings. The people who are now at the top of that particular aspect of medicine, the oncologists, would no longer be the kings of the profession. Today, the oncologist and the heart doctor, the coronary specialist, are the kings of the profession. They would be displaced, would they not? You would have a totally different medical profession, a restored medical profession, turned on its ear, literally. Well, you've got these people at the top, and they're not going to give that position up no matter what happens. Let me give you just one example. Recently in Virginia, in a town called Chincoteague, maybe I'm not pronouncing it correctly, in Virginia, a young man, 16 years old, Abraham Cherix, turned up with a Hodgkin's problem. The doctors said that he should do chemo, so he and his parents went in and they did chemo. It didn't work. The chemo failed. The Hodgkin's returned as bad as before. Well, the young man and his parents start looking around for some other therapy. they found a so-called alternative therapy that they wanted to use. The original doctors went into court and got a court order that would have forced this young man, Abraham Jerricks, to take another round of the same treatment that failed the first time. Now, the psychiatrists tell us one of the definitions of insanity is you keep doing the same thing and expect to get a different result. One of the definitions of insanity. Well, they wanted him to do the same thing all over again. They refused, the family refused, and so the doctors went into court to get the judge to order, to force the young man under the threat of violence, of being removed from his family, to take the same thing again. The only reason that didn't happen, the only reason, was that a roar of outrage erupted around the country. I wrote an article that I sent to all the Virginia newspapers. A roar of outrage erupted, and the court had to back down. The court is still in control, but it backed off and said the young man can get what he wants. Well, this is an example of what I'm talking about. You have brave physicians who literally have been thrown into prison for looking because they looked around for something else. Now, thank God Dr. Stan, as far as I know, is not a jailbird yet. But I know of equally fine physicians around the country who've literally been thrown into prison, their licenses revoked, their means of livelihood canceled because of this. Right now, up in the state of Washington, I believe it's 18 physicians are under the gun. You have a literal reign of terror in the medical profession. I don't know whether you know this, friends, but your doctor is literally living under a reign of terror. If he makes a blunder, a mistake, which all human beings make, he could be thrown into prison. If his secretary puts the wrong number in the wrong box, the doctor could be thrown into jail for Medicare fraud without establishing that he even knew that the mistake had been made. These are some of the things happening in the medical profession today. But I can bring you hope because I travel around the country and go to health shows, health conventions. I just returned from one last week in Austin. And at these conventions, we have a booth where I promote my book and Eagle Research, which gets these, which manufactures this equipment.
Hold that thought, Alan. Yes. We'll be right back here at the American Food Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Tekele Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about Tekele Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I understand here at the American Freedom Network, I guess, this morning, Alan Stang. And Alan is talking about population control. It is so incredible to think that there could be treatments for cancer out there that would offer you great hope and, very, very little, and yet, of course, they're being actively suppressed in America. The average doctor doesn't know this. He thinks this is crazy talk, and I would, too, had it not been in 1981 or so, Dr. Dean Burke, number one man at the National Cancer Institute, a branch of the National Institute of Health. I talked to him on the telephone, and he told me, he said, I've been at this for 26 years. I'm in charge of all chemotherapy research for the National Cancer Institute, and I will tell you that Laetril is far better, far more effective, and far less harmful to the individual than chemotherapy. It's not going to cure everybody, but it sure makes them feel a lot better, and some people it will, and some people it won't. No, I'm not suggesting, ladies and gentlemen, that Laetril is the panacea. There are things that are far better than that today. But, certainly in 1981, the man, number one man, at the National Institute of Health, of the National Cancer Institute of the National Institute of Health, personally told me that story. And, of course, he's been labeled as a quack, as a nut. I mean, he wasn't at all. He could see things clearly because he was on the front lines of research, but they can't let the American people know that. And of course, anybody who tried to use Laetril was immediately attacked and vilified. Why? Because they were saving lives. There really is evil in the world, and I think that that's one of the hardest things for people to understand, don't you, Alan?
Absolutely. Again, to get back to the example I gave a while ago in today's discussion, Dr. Stan, you could think of the Hitler big lie statement, or was it Goebbels who said that if you tell a lie big enough, often enough, it will impress people. And you have a corollary of that here in that what we are talking about is so far beyond normal human experience and understanding, people refuse to believe it. Again, if you heard somebody had embezzled some money or somebody cheated on his wife, well, maybe you wouldn't do that yourself, but you can understand it. You've read about it. It's within the ken of normal understanding. But when you talk about something like this, it sounds like a science fiction plot, and if you haven't run into it directly yourself, there is a tendency to refuse to believe it. What I was getting at before the last break, Dr. Stan, is more, this is the very exciting news, more and more people are now beginning to find out what's happening. In my book, Electronic Medicine, I point to the fact that 7 or 8 years ago, the Journal of the American Medical Association itself, JAMA itself, said that already, that long ago, more people were going to so-called alternative practitioners than were going to so-called orthodox practitioners. And in the subsequent 7 or 8 years, that tendency, that trend has intensified. Now, why is that happening? Why are more and more people going to so-called alternative practitioners? Because obviously, the so-called orthodox treatment they got didn't work. After all, if you go to the doctor and the doctor cures you, you hurry home, you get on the phone, and you call everyone you know and say, I went to Dr. So-and-so, and the treatment worked. I'm cured. You don't go anywhere else. The people are going to other practitioners because the so-called orthodox treatment failed, and that's why they're going somewhere else. They are, to use a political simile, they are voting with their feet and going somewhere else. And also, at these health conventions that I regularly attend, Dr. Stan, the booths that I'm at, where I'm talking about my book, and where Eagle Research, which makes this equipment, is selling its equipment, are being swarmed. Recently, I was at the convention conducted by the Cancer Control Society in Los Angeles. As I understand it, it's the biggest health show in the world. The Eagle Research booth was swarmed by doctors, all kinds of doctors, DOs, DCs, and many MDs. Swarmed the booth. They want to know more. The doctors are as dissatisfied as the patients. So there is a lot happening in the area of medicine that you don't read about in the newspapers or here on the network news. And I think those developments are very exciting and very positive, Dr. Stan. Again, if you want to know more about this, friends, you can get in touch with me. Simply go to stangbooks.com, stangbooks.com. Or if you prefer, you could send me an email at feedback@stangbooks.com, feedback@stangbooks.com. Or you could call toll-free 888-277-7607, extension 2551. That number again, 888, that's toll-free, of course, 277-7607, extension 2551.
Well, let me suggest you get Alan's material and you begin to realize that you are responsible for your health. And unfortunately, as much as I love medicine, as much as I love the doctors, because they're my friends, I mean, certainly the whole cancer industry is a fraud. And many of the cancer doctors know it, but they're trapped in the system. What do? They've got surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy. That's the standard of treatment. That's what you've got to give. And the people's hair fall out, and they get deathly ill, and so many of them die unnecessarily. Well, Alan, I want to thank you so very much for being with us, and I do hope we can get you back on some of our other programs to talk about this issue again.
Always a delight to be with you, Dr. Stan. Thanks for having me.
You have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
As Dr. Stan just said, friends, you must take control of your own health and build up your immune system. That is something you can do without any interference from government, thank God, at least so far.
Amen.
Build up
that.
Your own immune system.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye and God bless.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right, fine. Let me suggest for the skeptic out there, we have a 4-tape set. It's interviews with the Dr. Dunnigan, who back in 1969, well, I'll tell you about this when we get back here at the American Freedom Network.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Dan here. Let me tell you about a four tapes that we have. It's called The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. It's four interviews and a talk given by Dr. Dunnigan, who back in 1969 heard the head of Planned Parenthood, Dr. Richard Day, give a talk in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where he said, to a group of doctors, turn off your tape recorders, don't take notes, and I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I work with a group known as the Order. These are the people who really run the world, who create the wars. And of course, what we're going to do is we're going to eliminate a large part of the world's population. We're going to create new diseases. We are going to conceal the treatments for cancer and keep them locked up in the basement of the Rockefeller Foundation. And this is the most incredible, interview, because of course he was talking about how they were going to pay the athletes ridiculous sums of money. They were going to, of course, get the abortion legalized. This was 69. Abortion wasn't legalized till 73. They were going to, of course, get the Japanese cars better made than the Americans to begin to shift manufacturing out of the United States. This is 1969. The New Order of the Barbarians. You can actually get a transcript with that if you'd like to. And then, of course, you need to get my talk on planned population reduction. And it's a video or a DVD we did for the Prophecy Club, but it's vitally important. You understand there are really evil and wicked people out there who intend to kill off most of the world's population. Now, if you can't afford to do that, you can go to my website and you can just look at the Georgia Guidestones there. We have pictures of them. And there they talk about killing off over 90% of the world's population. The first of the Ten Commandments that come from the dark side on this occult monument, which is in Alberton, Georgia, and you can see the pictures on my website, maintain the world population at 500 million in constant balance with nature. That's killing off over 90% of the world's population of 6 billion. You need to get my four-tape set on population control and understand the truth about DDT and how, of course, by banning it, we've killed almost 100 million people, and they knew what they were doing. It was banned in 1973 and 1974. The National Security Study Memorandum came out, a secret government document talking about the major thrust of American foreign policy, population control. It was subsequently declassified. We have that available through Radio Liberty. You can get, of course, the complete testimony of Dr. David MacArthur before the Military Appropriations Committee of Congress in 1969, just a couple of months after Dr. Day's talk in Pittsburgh. You can get the complete text of that, where he talks about wanting $10 million to create a new disease for which there is no immune response. And he wants $10 million. He says we can create this in 10 years. Some people say we shouldn't do it because it's a new method of mass killing. But we want the money. We want the money. And they did. And 10 years later, we had chronic fatigue syndrome, and we had Lyme disease, and we had AIDS. And if you don't think that they were planning on this, go back and read Brzezinski's book, Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, 1970, Between Two Ages. He talked about how in the future we're going to be able to create these chronic diseases to disable the enemy. Chronic diseases to disable the enemy so they can't resist us. And you know who the enemy is, don't you? That's you and me. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get Project Daylily. Project Daylily and so much else from Radio Liberty. Give us a call. 1-800-544-8927. The killing.
Want Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control.